Let me give an Amid Aleph. There's a line of Gemara which is a Yisayf Fishas, and based on this Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, if Dalid, I'd like to explain. There's a Gemara in Menachis that talks about wearing tzitzis. And it says that even though the Halacha is very clear that if you don't have Dalid Kamfis, if you're not wearing a beggar that has four corners, you don't have to have tzitzis. Nevertheless, a person who doesn't wear tzitzis at all, in not mechuyev, is punished for it. Manshin onlay is an einish. The Gemara there says that a malach ashkechel rav katina, he met an amira michse sadina. He was wearing a baguette that didn't have abrakam face. Amalei katina, that was his name. He said katina sadina bekaita b'sar b'lo b'sisua tzitzis matayale. Says you wear this baguette in the summer, this baguette in the winter. What's going to be with tzitzis? Amalei and shisu. I say, do you punish if someone doesn't do a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah sasei? So Amar Lei, the Malach answered, Bizman di ikarischa anshinan. So he's saying the Gemara that if a person, if you don't wear dalet kafis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. But if you never wear dalet kafis, you don't wear arba kafis, then be idan mitzvah manshinan lei. When there's an einish for something else, then this einish gets added to that. And based on this, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should wear tzitzis not only occasionally, but the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person should wear tzitzis constantly, all of the time. That a person should wear tzitzis a whole day. Now this halacha is a well-known halacha. Like the million-dollar question is this a din unique to tzitzis? That by tzitzis, you shouldn't find a way to get out of the mitzvah? Or is this a rule for any mitzvahs? There are a lot of mitzvahs that there are hechatims, there are situations where you could avoid doing the mitzvah. One case that came to mind as I was preparing, I remember I was in the bungalow colony, and it was the end of the first month. There were people who rented for 1 month, and there was a Malav Malka to say goodbye to them. And people made a cheshbin that they were hitting 30 days, and the mechuyev in a mezuzah. When you rent, you mechuyev after 30 days, you mechuyev in a mezuzah. So I told them, you have to go buy one tonight. You can't wait. They said, what do you mean? We're leaving in 24 hours. So we need mezuzahs for this. I said, yeah, you need mezuzahs. So they said, there's no way to get out of it. So the truth is, I didn't like the whole shprach. But in my mind, I was thinking of the following eitzah. There is an eitzah, the Rabbi Kivega writes, that you can take the door off the hinges, and in a rented apartment it works to pati you from it. The Sfaradi really always has the eitzah. For Sfaradim, the Rambam Shita is a doorway without a door is potter from a mezuzah. Now we really pass in that it's chayiv, but Lamaisa, in this case, it was an eitzah. Probably they would have wanted the door, the front door, to have a door, but at least the other doors. To do it. I told them the second eitzah is they could switch bungalows with other people, trade for the night, although I think they would have to move all their stuff out.
Why?
Because you're storing your stuff, you also chayiv in mezuzah, unless they be makna all their things to each other. You know, they be makna all their stuff to someone else, they makna stuff to him, and they're sleeping there. There are ways, you know, there are ways to get out of it. So let's say there are these ways to get out of it. The question is, do you say bidin mischa manshinola? You're in a situation where you're about to do a mitzvah, and here we are plotting to avoid doing the mitzvah, and it's a heter. Let's say it's a beferish a heter. But is manshinola? Is there an einish for using these eitzes? That's really the question.
It's a chesaron kiss. This is a very expensive. You can't take it off once you put it on.
Being religious costs money. Yeah. Very little we can do about it, but it's not sorry. Kiss, you're not losing anything. You're spending money on a business. What? How much?
$75.
You have to be careful not to buy the cheap one. Anyway, this is one example that comes to mind. Another example that comes to mind is sometimes when people are traveling on Sukkot and it starts raining, so they say, "Oh, that's great. Let's chop around. While it's raining, we'll pull the car over." And we'll eat. After all, Baruch Hashem, it's raining. You know, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he likes his, when he likes Klal Yisrael, he makes it rain on them so they can eat out of the sukkah. Kilu. The question is whether we say this concept that the Gemara says by tzitzis, if it's unique to tzitzis or not. Now you'll say, why should it be unique to tzitzis? So the language of the Torah is really mashma that way. The Torah's lashon, which I have here, is tayv v'nochin lias kol adam zor v'zor b'mitzvah tzitzis shilay beged mitzuyet shiil b'shoyse kol hayom. Why? Ki ikar mitzvasai al zechiras hamitzvus u'b'chol shah b'chol rega tzarach lakach. He says, why should a person wear tzitzis even though you're not mechuyev to wear dal kafis? Because it says l'man tisko. If the whole idea is that you should remember, it should be a reminder for the mitzvah Hashem. Oh, so there we say be the mitzvah menshinonai. You're losing this ma'ila. It's pretty much rashi from the Torah that by other mitzvahs, it maybe it's lav dafkas, no raya to other mitzvahs. What? Mezuzah would be the same. Okay. A lot of mitzvahs would be, okay. What? The Gemara's lashon is manshinon, like be the mischa manshinon. You get an einish for this also, be the mischa. That's lashon Gemara. I said, I don't know if it's to protect you. Okay, you're saying a pshat, maybe it's a right pshat, I don't know. I don't know. What it says in the Gemara is there's an einish if you shirk the mitzvah, and the lashon ator is mashma, that it's dafka tzitzis. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch itself is also. It's the same type of lashon. So it does sound like it's what? But now when it's raining. Look, if I'm planning to eat at a certain time and it's raining, I understand. Then I agree with you. I don't have to wait till the rain stops. Maybe it's a mile or two, but I don't have to. My question is, I want a chaper rain. It's raining. Like, you know, hallelujah, it's raining. Quickly, get everyone together and let's eat quickly. It's, you know, it doesn't smell right, but maybe it's better. The question is, manchina. It's really a technical question.
A tzitzis is very relatively easy thing to do. You put our tzitzis, you stuck in a car somewhere, you need to eat. Is it a little bit of
trickier? Some mitzvahs are easier than others, what should I tell you? Some mitzvahs are easier.
Why put a tzitzis?
Because they're easy mitzvah to do. So you've been chatting easy mitzvahs and hard mitzvahs. Maybe there's such a chilek. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. What you're saying, we'll have to think about because of the Bir Halacha. But the Grod, Seichen Su, on the Shulchan Aruch, that Taisus compares either Rischa to Moshe Rabbeinu wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim. And if he dies, he's potter. So the Tosis compares it to going into Eretz Yisrael, which means Tosis holds it's not dafka tzitzis, but it's other mitzvahs as well, because Tosis does compare it. Now, some of you may say Eretz Yisrael also has a maila, it also has some type of a teilas that comes out of it. So it could be. I mean, eventually you'll find by every single mitzvah some type of a maila. Anyway, this is the issue. This is the question. Chazanish says clearly.
Well,
why is Tesis bringing in Yuriska like Abbe Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is Tesis comparing it? It's not only that. It's the Gra on where it says in Shulchan Aruch, where it sits, Laman Tisgar, the Gra there says, Menachas Mem Aleph. Then he says, Saita Yudalit, which is Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, Tesis Abbe Psachim, where Tesis said, compares the two. Now, you and I could argue if Tesis is right or Tesis is wrong on the comparison. But the Gra, by Tzeichin Tzu in other mitzvah, seems to be mashmas lav dafka tzitzis. Because the Gra Tzeichin Tzu, it sounds like, why the Gra bothered, I don't know, but it sounds like it's lav daf. Anyway, this is where it comes to the Kiddush Lama Gimel and the Bir Halacha. Here, the Gemara here in Kiddushin says that it's talking about standing up for a zaken. So the Gemara says, "Yochel yatzim einav mekamei delimtei zman chiyuva." That you know, you're in a place. You know, elderly people are going to walk in, And this is one of the most ignored mitzvahs aseh d'oraisas. If you're in shul and somebody who's over 70 years old walks in, you're obligated to stand up. It's a d'oraisa. It's one thing you say, Talmid Chacham, he's Meichel, but an ordinary 70-year-old guy, he doesn't even know there's a mitzvah to stand up for him. So, I don't know, it's a mitzvah aseh to stand up when somebody walks in and he's over 70 years old, and it's very ignored. I was once at a wedding. It's a question. 70-year-old stand up. I'm not sure what the answer is. It doesn't matter if he's older than him or not. At the kiyum, it is. I don't know.
Why 70?
I was once at a chasana where it was somebody from the yeshiva, and I was sitting by the chuppah, and they told me there's a tumult outside. So I ran outside. I didn't know what was going on. They wanted the grandparents to walk in. And the grandfather refused. The grandmother wanted to. The grandfather refused. So Maestro Haya, he said, I asked him, why don't you want to walk down? He says, because I'm Meivel Lifnei Iver. For the Kala, they all stand up. She's not 70. I'm over 70. Forget about my Talmid Chacham. But I'm going to walk in. Nobody stands up. I'm Machshel the whole Tzibur. So I told him, you're right. You know, what should I say? He's right. No, he walks in and nobody stands up. He's Machshel the whole Tzibur. So that the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to stand up. Now that's not my topic. The Gemara says, Yochel Yam Yatzim Einov Mekami Delimte. I would think, close your eyes beforehand. You're in shul, you want to daven, people are walking in, you want to learn. So go sit by the mizrachbank and keep your face to the wall, and you won't see when he walks in. So the Gemara says, Yochel Yatzimeidim, Bekam Nilimte is Machiyuva. So the Gemara says, Tamalay Metokim V'Yareisa. No, you have to stand up, V'Yareisa B'Lakecha, God knows the Cheshvin. I mean, if you're sitting and learning, you don't see him walk in, of course, but to deliberately close your eyes, not to see him, so that's awesome. Now, you could learn the Gemara. The Gemara means it's not a p'tor. Closing your eyes, you could argue. Closing your eyes is not a p'tor. That's what in the bottom here, he brings the machlekes p'sei tshuva and the mitzvah stenach. You could learn that way. And if you learn that way, it's not a raya. But the Bir Halacha, in Siman Kuf Tav Ches, Sif Dalid, brings both the Gemara of Eden Rischa and our Gemara. And he says that it's the same thing. That's the same nekuda, that a person is not allowed to do things to create a p'tor. The Bir Halacha holds it's Bemis Potter. And they bring a Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchis Mekibar Av, who says such a thing about standing up for a zakeh. They're your potter. And the Bir Halacha learns that. What?
The Gemara said, like, Kesem Harimim Al
Bukhar. So it's a question of Kesem Harimim. One second. But the Bir Halacha says that on the Shulchan Aruch says Kainim Sheinim Reitzin Lalis L'Duchin. If a Kain doesn't want to go up to Duchin, so he has an Eitzah. The Eitzah is that he should walk out before they call a Kainim, and he's Potter. Rather, if someone says you're a Kain, go up, he's Bechayiv again. But he walks out before Duchining. He wants to Potter himself from Duchining. So Shulchan Aruch says that a person is not, the Shulchan Aruch says, you walk out early, you're potter. So like the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, only necholsha. If he feels sick, he doesn't feel able to do it, you walk out. Ilav hachi, if he feels well, lo shapel amevet hachi. Can't do that, shivatul mimitzis asei bechinam. Or is it daim alashar mitzis asei, kamait tzitzis. Dlav chayvis gavruhu, alachayvis mana, vafilo hachi, anshinu lebi der mischa. Kedisa Menachis says Daf Mem, it's supposed to be Daf Mem Aleph, but he compares it. The Lamais have arrived in the Torah differently and everything, but the Mishnah Berurah compares Eden Rischa to this, and he says Be'emes Gemara Meforishu Kedusha Lami Gimel. Now, if you hold this a Gemara Meforish, so now it's certainly not only Tzitzis. We have here the case by standing up for a Zakeng. The Filu Paiter Asim Mitzasei Kaidnu Zechiyuva Ne'mal Zevi Yereisim Alekecha. So it seems to be a legitimate back and forth on the topic, but our Pesach Achron is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Bir Halacha not only says that it applies there also, but he also says that it's a Gemara Kedusha, Daf Lamed and Gimel. Now someone mentioned before, maybe it's only by easy mitzvahs. Maybe so. It happens to be these three mitzvahs are relatively easy mitzvahs. I mean, I don't think duchening is such a hard mitzvah. I'm not a kayin, but I don't think it's so hard. And standing up for a zaken is also not so hard. And what? I know, it just bothered me. The Lashon is, Lo shapilim evan hachi, shivatil mitzvah saseh b'chinam. Nechoshi lets him off. So I guess I have some mom that's a chosha. That, I don't know. Maybe it's hefsim. What? No, the question is, if a guy has to buy 10 mezuzahs, it's going to cost him $700, so it's not b'chinam. So maybe it's different. But anyway, this is a makar from Kedushin Lama Gimel.
Said to him that we didn't stand up because we were learning.
I understand there are cases where a person has to stand up. But. Okay. Okay, Eshkayach, good Shabbos, everybody.